The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In the meantime, matters at home. And a little corner of Ireland, actually. The Forest That Won't Forget. It is a tribute that's been created to the women and families affected by the cervical check failures. One of those, Lynn Fenton, is with me. Lynn's a patient advocate with the 221 Plus group. And John Conway is here as well, who's a visual artist and co-collaborator on this project. Lynn, you're very welcome. It's great to talk to you again. I might start with you in a very simple question. What is this?
We wanted to have some sort of an artwork or an art piece. Something to commemorate and to, I suppose, memorialise what has happened to us within the 221 Plus group. But from the get-go, I suppose, we didn't want to have a statue. We didn't want to have something like that in the middle of a street where people would come and look. And because it's a very, very personal thing, what has happened to everyone and with the families as well. And people are still grieving and will be grieving for the rest of their lives. So we didn't want anything kind of too public, but we did want to have something that could gather everyone together and would mean something to everyone in different ways. So there was a process, I suppose. There was five, the two artists, John Conway and Fiona Whelan, came to a couple of conferences and they just spoke to us and you know, kind of said, okay, what will we do about it? Any thoughts? And as through that process then and the few different conferences and gatherings that they had, there was, we gathered five of us, which is a core group. And we had different meetings then once a month for a while. And we just talked about our experiences and what we've been through and how we were feeling and what happened to us. And I suppose for us, it was very, very healing within that process. And there was things, as I say, that we eliminated straight away, like the statues or a painting or any kind of a public artwork as we would generally know it.
Yeah.
And I suppose as we were going along, a lot of things, trees seemed to pop up an awful lot and maps and woods. And, you know, we did things like one of the girls went away and she put into our little WhatsApp group, oh, I'm cutting trees today and whatever like that. And look at the shape of this tree, isn't it mad? And when you cut it and then there's, they felled the tree, but the middle of it, then there was little bits sticking up in the middle of it. And the shape of it, somebody else said, that's shaped like my vagina, you know, and it was just the shape of it and then all the gnarly bits and we're like, yeah, that's pretty much all of us now. And, you know, just things like that and the symbolism and it was amazing. And then a few months later, she sent a picture back into the group and said, look at the tree now. And it had all new shoots on it and it was starting to shoot up.
Yeah.
So I suppose when you look at symbolism and things like that, it was quite amazing for all of us to go through that journey and that everything was coming back to woods and trees and maps. Another thing we did with the map in one of our first meetings was I think John said, you know, we'll just put down a little pin on a map here, see where you're all from and the different areas of the country that the five, you know, the core group were in, and Mayo and Kerry and, you know, things like that. And we just kind of joined the dots and drew a line on it. And the shape of it was, and whatever type of a map that John had used was like a purpley kind of a background on it, and it looked like the cross section of a cervical slide.
Okay.
That we have all seen. Yeah. And also, there was like, oh my gosh. So, all these things kind of just fitted into place at different kind of times, you know. And we spoke about a wood and a forest, and kind of, can people buy forests? Can you buy a forest? I don't know. And how would you even go about doing? We discussed things like that, and, you know, and I suppose when we kind of said, yeah, we'll, you know, we'll sure look, we'll see, you know, and it was through a big process and a long process to kind of see, look, it was one of the options we came up with, because there was other options that we came up with as well.
So, John, talk to me about all of this experience then from your side, how you got approached and what you thought maybe initially, because everybody would have had their own views on the 221 Plus group and what they had went through. It wasn't like somebody kind of coming to you completely unknown. And so how those conversations as well informed the direction of the project?
Yeah, so when Fiona and I were approached actually separately for the commission, we both have a lot in common in our art practices. And one of the major things is creating space to listen. So when we were brought in, we trusted the expertise of the women and we created creative spaces for listening and for where the women could share their narratives of their own experiences. And I suppose it was through that listening process, you know, we arrived very early on the idea that no single artistic gesture could encompass the complexities of all their experiences. And, you know, a bereaved husband had said to us, you know, don't make a permanent victim out of my loved one. So this idea of memorialising someone as a victim or these women as victims went out the window very early. And as Lynn said, it was through this kind of engagement process and listening and creating the space for these conversations, you know, we have this idea of, you know, a living, breathing artwork or a place to go. Another woman she spoke about who had lost her daughter, she wanted a place to bring her grandchild, you know, to talk about it, their mother. Yeah.
And when you ultimately then, through that process, decided or embarked upon this kind of journey of trying to find a forest or work out how one would buy it, I mean, from an artistic point of view, what's informing that decision?
Yeah, we moved towards this idea of a public artwork or an anti-monument, because we didn't want it to be this static thing which memorialised. We wanted it to be this place that we could bring people where it could hold space for the multitude of narratives within the women's experiences. And in terms of actually sourcing the forest or finding it, I think at one stage we put an ad in the Farmer's Journal and we ended up going on like a cross-country tour of Ireland, Fiona and myself and the core group of women. But none of the lands were quite suitable. And we were very lucky that we were directed towards Hometree, which is a charity in the west of Ireland who specialise in ecological conservation and woodland conservation and preservation. And, you know, in the same way we trust the women's expertise and their lived experience, we trust Ray O'Foglu and his team at Hometree for their kind of expertise about sourcing woodland and understanding woodland and the ecology. And we were very fortunate then that actually someone had come to Hometree with a piece of land that was really rich and diverse and had exactly what we needed as a mature native Irish woodland, but it didn't quite fit their portfolio, but they helped us secure it as part of the project. And now I suppose after having concentrated on creating a space to understand what is the right thing to do, having done that now and secured the forest as a purchase, we're in a phase now where we're moving towards, you know, for this national public artwork to make it accessible, we're actually moving towards a phase now of fundraising in order to put in some very basic infrastructure, because a lot of the members of 221 Plus would have mobility issues from their treatments and have accessibility issues. So we're looking at putting in, you know, basic infrastructure like car park, gravel paths, a tea cabin, you know, and all trusting Hometree's expertise to install that and make this a place, you know, that's future focused. So we can come there to living, breathing artwork. And it's a place for now, for current and future generations, you know, so we want to kind of preserve that space.
And how will future generations, you know, learn about the 221 Plus group by virtue of visiting the forest? Or will they, or, you know, again, kind of, because I'm conscious of that point you made or the point that was made to you by the husband of somebody who had died. I don't want my wife to become a permanent victim. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Such an important statement to make and to consider. You know, and one of the other things, it's one of the women in the core group actually said it's the first time she felt in control of her narrative, but the first time she felt she didn't have to be in control of the narrative. And I think that was very powerful, the space where the women could have their own narrative and not have that co-opted by, you know, different people with different kind of vested interests. So our vision really is that it's not a static monument and not a static public artwork, that it's programmed with, for education in women's health, education in ecology, ongoing artistic programming with the public and the wider 221 Plus membership. So this idea that it's a living, breathing public artwork, not only in the ecology of the land where it holds the life cycles, where there's space for death and mourning, but also for rebirth and life, a cyclical kind of life.
Sky's the limit, really, with what we, the plans that we have and what we would like to do on it.
What would you like to do?
I would love to go forest bathing. I would love to hold workshops. I'd love to...
Sorry, forest bathing, that's as it says in the tin. It's a bit of somewhere to swim.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you know, within the forest.
Not quite the swim, though.
Not water swimming, but forest bathing is just basically lying there within the forest, you know.
So no water?
No water. No.
Oh, sorry,
it's not
okay.
Forest bathing. It's immersing yourself in the forest, you know. So like having a sleep out maybe or something or other like that. I mean, obviously, with all of it, as John said, we have to have the infrastructure first in order to make it safe and make it, you know, accessible. There are different parts parts to the forest, and there's one part of the forest which is just absolutely amazing. And on the day that we went to see it, the man that owned the land went there as well, and he said, "Oh, look at this tree! It was a beautiful, huge, majestic old tree." And he said, "That's a 100-year-old crabapple tree, and all her daughters are spread around everywhere." And we just got shivers down us, you know. We were like, yeah. "Oh my gosh!" Like, again, more symbolism, you know. And there's beautiful kind of mysterious parts to it, and like any works that we're doing to it are not going to, we're not going to be bringing in JCBs now and knocking down trees and building mad concrete footpaths or anything like that. Everything is going to be done with the forest in mind, and with as least amount of disruption as possible, yeah. You know. Mm. We can hold workshops there for women's health. I mean, the 2-to-1 Plus group is first and foremost for the 2-to-1 plus women who have been affected by the cervical check failures. But also we're moving into an advocacy role, you know, looking forward to helping helping women in the future, maybe with cervical cancer. And there's many different roles that we want to go into and advocacy for women's yeah. health in Ireland, you know. I suppose the name of the forest that won't forget is the thing we need to bear in mind. In it does exactly what it says on the tin. We will never forget, and the forest will never forget. And the forest is symbolising all of us and those who have departed before us and those of us who are here now, but also women into the future and families into the future, you know. We want to, I suppose the word memorialise, it's an okay word. For me personally, I find healing in nature. I find you can be with your own thoughts there, but you can be with a group of people, even having fun activities there. You can bring kids there. You can bring your, you know, elderly parents there, you know, or anything. It can be all things to all people, but it can be whatever you need at the time.
And just to follow up on that, I think our key thing now is to fundraise through our campaign, through our website, theforestthatwon'tforget.ie, in order to develop this infrastructure to make it accessible. And I suppose we've imagined it from the very beginning and willed it into existence.
Yeah.
And it's just going to take more imagination and more will as we develop that. So I suppose what we're doing is really, in this particular phase, reaching out to anybody who wants to support the Forest That Won't Forget, or if they're connected to the cervical check failures in some way, and most people are, I find, either themselves to donate, or if it's if they're interested in holding their own kind of small scale fundraiser, we welcome that to get in touch. And the real thing that we're trying to do, as you know, Lynn, is, you know, connect with larger benefactors, you know, to, in order to kind of, if they want to develop the project with us or be a partner or
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, all donations are welcome. You know, we want to get this off the ground. As a group, we don't have any money. We're not 2-to-1 Plus is not a charity. We don't have any money to put into it or anything like that. So I suppose we are looking for donations. There is an I Donate page. But we would like it to be all things to all people and into the future as well, and to open it to the public, you know.
Yeah.
We can't do that without simple infrastructure and trying to get things in place, and there's an awful lot of things. I mean, it's a space that could be used for many, many different people, even ecological workshops or cooking workshops. Yeah. Just, you know, the sky's the limit of what we can do.
And from an artistic point of view as well, I mean, let's say this infrastructure goes in and there's ongoing maintenance, like with any infrastructure, but does it, in your mind, John, will there be an element of kind of continued artistic curation on the site as well?
Yeah, I think one of the things the women really valued and the 2-to-1 Plus membership valued was the ways they were invited into the project. It wasn't just static, sit there and tell me what it is.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of it was through hospitalities to create the right kind of environment for engaging and sharing. So we definitely envisage that, and bringing in the expertise of the group and the wider membership to lead projects with their kind of skills and backgrounds.
Mm.
So, you know, it could be mothing, it could be foraging, and then developing cooking out of that, you know. So there's a lot, the sky is really the limit with what we can do there, in artistically, you know, the, and the programming with 2-to-1 Plus membership.
Yeah, we have great ideas for it, like, you know, but...
And we but you need money.
Absolutely.
Theforestthatwon'tforget.ie.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Forest That Won't Forget. And we have an Instagram page as well. And there's a beautiful video up of the forest.
Yeah.
Up on there and on the website as well, which will give you a taste of what it is. You know, it's a stunning place. It really is.
The video on the splash page of the website really contextualizes what it is and its vision. And then through the website, you can find our kind of our funding breakdown of what you'd be contributing towards in different phases. So you can kind of something tangible for people who are donating.
Yeah. Theforestthatwon'tforget.ie. Yeah.
And because we're attached to Home Tree, which is a registered charity.
Yeah.
So any businesses or any companies or anyone who does have a charity arm to their business, and you know they would obviously give certain donations every year, then it's attached to a charity, so it's you know that's accessible to.
Yeah,
people.
Tax deductible as well. Lynn, thanks a million for joining us. Yeah. Lynn Fenton is a patient advocate with the 221 Plus Group, and John Conway, visual artist, and is the co-collaborator as well on This Forest That Won't Forget with Fiona Whelan. We said it a few times, but worth saying again, theforestthatwon'tforget.ie is the website. You'll find it on Instagram as well and elsewhere, and there'll be links there to donations. And as John says, you can find out exactly what you're donating towards there. It's all set out. So Lynn and John, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.